Hello and welcome to the UN Numeric podcast. Today we're joined by Professor Renee Kemp, who in late November represented UN Numeric at the launch of a new Centre for the Study of Globalisation at Renmin University in China. So tell us, Renee, what was your role in the opening ceremony? From the photos, it looked as if you had quite a key role.
Well, my role at the ceremony was to say something on behalf of Luc Soeter, the director of UN Numeric, who is also the co-director of the institute. And I was there to celebrate the opening of the new institute and to say something on areas for future cooperation.
Mm-hmm. And how does your research relate to the work done by this new centre?
Well, the new centre has various areas, and one of the areas, actually quite a big area, is the area of low carbon economy and closing material loops. And these areas are areas in which I'm working as an eco-innovation, sustainable development researcher. Mm-hmm. As for specific topics for future collaboration, I think the topics of eco-innovation and eco-innovation policy is an interesting topic because China is very active in developing renewable energy capacity and capabilities. Mm-hmm. They're also interested in sustainability transitions. They also have something to clean up because their current development is associated with a lot of pollution and waste. But it seems that they're really serious about reducing pollution, but also in making a transition to a low-carbon economy. Mm-hmm. So China is an interesting country to study. And as for the eco-innovation policy, it will be interesting to see what's behind this. So their expectations, policy beliefs, and the kind of approach that they're using. And I'm doing a project with Eric Bark at the University of Hong Kong, in which we do a comparison of eco-innovation policy in China and the EU.
Oh, that's the Co-Reach project, is it? Is that the Co-Reach project, or is that another project?
No, that's another project. Okay. Yeah, but I hope to be collaborating with people from the International College. And well, other topics in which we can collaborate is the innovation survey. At UN Numeric, we have very strong competences for that. We will also be
that's another EU project, the innovation scorecard.
That's true. And there's the issue of globalization. The new institute is about globalization, and at UN Numeric, we also are into that topic.
Mm. I mean, indeed, UN Numeric is a partner of Renmin University, not only with regard to this new centre, but also, as I mentioned, to CoReach, which is short for Coordination of Research Between Europe and China. So do you think these projects are paving the way to the Twin Institutes initiative that I think was... Mm-hmm. There was a memorandum of understanding signed a couple of years ago, in 2009. Is this paving the way, or are we still...
Yes, I think it's paving the way. I think these kind of initiatives need a top-down and bottom-up element, and I think both are in place. I mean, it's up to now individual researchers to research together, but I expect there will also be an exchange of staff. As for me, I'm quite interested. Having been in China, I'm interested in working in China on eco-innovation and sustainable transition issues.
Mm-hmm. I guess that was quite a big topic at Durban for the Chinese recently.
Yes. And of course, the Chinese didn't want to agree to official or legal reductions before 2020. Mm-hmm. But I think my impression is that they are quite active in this field. They just don't want to be burdened by legal obligations. Mm. But developments in China go very, very quickly. I think they now, last year they had a capacity of 50 gigawatt of renewable power, and this will increase to 200 gigawatt by 2020. So this will be four times higher.
Wow.
So things are changing very rapidly in China. And if you're there, it's very visible that the country is undergoing a major transformational transition.
And this center is the embodiment of that, basically.
Well, the center reflects that they're interested in issues of not just economic development, but also sustainable development.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it was local government who's part-funding this, basically. Government of Suzhou.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing more. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.